Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to your Wednesday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
We thank you so much for being here. All right. Would you rather Wednesday? So we do this where we give you two scenarios. They're both like kind of unfortunate, and you just got to choose like, would you rather this or would you rather that? Today, in honor of 4th of July on Friday, the theme of this is going to be awkward 4th of July. So I'm going to give you two, like, if you had to choose between these two 4th of July scenarios that would make your 4th of July more awkward, which one would you rather, okay?
Okay.
Would you rather have to shoot off all your fireworks at 6 a.m. Okay, so like, imagine you out in the middle of your street, like all your neighbors like coming out, like, what the hell are you doing, bro?
Let's say clear skies though, because like right now, like it's kind of,
well, yeah, clearly.
I'm just saying that for the people, we need that information.
Y'all love right finding now, a loophole. Like,
everyone would be like, you can't even see it.
You can't even see it.
So let's just say it's clear and you can see it at 6 a.m.
Yeah, please, y'all, just go. It's holiday.
That matters. Okay, I have trauma from San Diego when all the fireworks went off at the same time. Yeah, so like, trust me, it's real and it's happened before.
Okay, so. So you have to go shoot off all your fireworks at 6 a.m. Like, obviously all your neighbors would be pissed, okay? Or...
But you can see them.
Thank you, Jess. Or would you rather to have to wear a giant inflatable eagle costume around all day, okay? Would you rather have to go outside and shoot off all your fireworks at 6 a.m. or wear a giant inflatable eagle costume all day? Your choice. Would you rather... Text us 410-583-1065. Jess.
I'm doing inflatable, and here's why. There's a fan in there.
Because you're wearing one right now.
There's a fan. Honestly, if I had one, I would. There's a fan in there. So it, like, keeps you cool. And I know it's awesome because my niece, Maya, wore an inflatable dinosaur suit on the last day of school for no reason at all. Just and it was the sickest thing ever. It was awesome. So I would definitely go with the inflatable costume. Okay. I love any reason to like dress up.
You do.
I would.
But like think, okay, don't just think of like the embarrassment factor of that, but also
embarrassed. I actually think it's great.
Inconvenience factor though. Think about the inconvenience factor.
You can move fine.
But you're just trying to like get around the hallway. Like you gotta like turn awkwardly.
They're actually very durable and like there's a fan inside. And I think with this heat, it would actually help keep you cool.
Jess is going giant eagle costume all day.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, you're gonna shoot off all your fireworks 6 a.m. You gotta wear the giant eagle costume sun up to sundown.
definitely the eagle costume as well.
Yeah.
Because I was a theater kid. So, like, costumes, they're no big thing to me, you know?
Those are so weird. Yeah. You guys are actually looking forward to the eagle costume.
I was like, that's actually a good idea.
You're like, if I order one now, I can get here in time.
We can twin, Jess.
Yeah, we should. We should wear
those.
You're
telling me, are you going fireworks?
I have to.
You're going to disrupt people's sleep?
I can't. I just no way in the world that I can wear a are you kidding me? Like, you know how embarrassed I would get? You know I'm already, like, socially awkward. There's no way I can wear that. And then everyone's like, why are you wearing that giant? Like, we get it. It's 4th of July, jerk. Like, we don't have to wear that all day long. Take it off. It's weird. So, yeah, I'd have to. I know it'd be bad and, like, inconvenient. And it would be so annoyed. But, like, it'd only be annoyed for, like, 30 seconds, a minute, minute and a half, 5 minutes, whatever. And then, like, it's over. So, like, I totally, for me, fireworks.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
July has kicked off a bunch of new laws and tax changes, all tied to Maryland's fiscal year 2026 budget. The state is rolling out $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees and another $2 billion in cuts. So expect to notice a few changes. I think one big thing that's changing is the cost of owning or renting a car. That just went up. The excise tax on a new car is up from 6 to 6.5%. There's also a 3.5% tax percent increase on rental cars. They're adding a 3.1% tax increase on IT and data services. So long story short, new month, new taxes. So maybe keep an eye on all those receipts.
I mean, I just can't wait for the day where they're like, hey, guess what? Costs less to do something. I mean, the day is never going to come, but, like, I can't wait for, you know. I will say this, though, on the back end, I actually found out some really good news yesterday, because I know it's really frustrating to find out that, like, you're like, where is this money going?
Mm.
So I am part of something called the Criminal Injuries Compensation Board. As someone that got, that was part of an assault downtown,
mm-hmm.
I did find out yesterday that as of July 1st, anyone that's injured as part of a assault, they pay as of like, people that got assaulted before yesterday, they paid all of your medical bills for 3 years. As of yesterday, though, they pay them for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, like, that kind of thing, if you're wondering where your tax dollars are going,
mm-hmm.
they actually are seeing the benefits of some of those kind of things. So it's cool to see that, like, some of these resources, people that actually do need them,
right,
are going to really good causes.
That's
some,
cool.
That's just one story. I'm sure there's plenty more.
Yeah.
Number two.
4th of July is shaping up to break travel records. AAA says a record 72.2 million Americans are heading out of town this week for the 4th. That's about 1.7 million more people than last year and 7 million more than pre-pandemic 2019. Over 61 million people will be hitting the road. And some good news is gas prices are down for your 4th of July road trip. A gallon of regular will cost you about 34 cents less than last year. One last thing, with a lot of people hitting the roads, expect some traffic. AAA says the busiest days to travel on the road will actually be today and then Sunday, July 6th.
I believe it. Jeez.
Number one.
A partial verdict was reached yesterday in the Diddy trial, but it can't be delivered until it's complete. After about 12 hours of deliberations, the panel of 12 jurors decided on 4 out of 5 counts. They decided on the 2 sex trafficking charges and the 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. The jurors are still deciding on the racketeering conspiracy charge. In their note to the judge, the jurors wrote, "We have jurors with unpersuadable opinions on both sides. They will be back this morning at 9 a.m. to continue deliberations."
So what does that mean? I mean, does that mean they could throw a mistrial then if they can't figure it out?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Maybe some of y'all, obviously we're not lawyers, we're just, you know, radio DJs.
Yeah, I don't, as far as like when I saw the news broke yesterday, as a normal person who, like, is not a lawyer or doesn't have any sort of legal information to truly understand what that means, why that's even split up, I think just to me as a person, and a woman, I saw that and I was frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, what else more do you need to see and know that this man needs to be put away?
But this is how these things go, right?
I mean,
this is like kind of our biggest fear when it comes to the situation, is that like somebody's going to throw this trial. Maybe there's somebody that's got some kind of law experience listening right now that could maybe break that down for us, that might know a little bit more. So what happens if they can't figure it all out? Like, if all 12 jurors can't come to a consensus? I don't know, to be just fully transparent about that.
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Is there anybody listening right now that was stuck in that Fells Point flooding last night? That storm was just nuts.
There was over 7,000 people without power yesterday.
7,000?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dude, that no matter where you were in Baltimore, I mean, I know that storm shook you, because I was on a call. And I was like, I don't even know if I should be on a call right now. Like, I don't even know if this is safe.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am supposed to be doing. Where were you? It was like, what, 3:30 yesterday? I was in Columbia.
I was on my way to the, sorry. I was on my way to the gym in Towson. It's like 4 p.m. and it looks like it's Twister outside. And I'm freaking out because I'm in my car. Yes.
Did you keep going?
Well, yeah, because I had to be there at 4:30. And what am I going to say? Like, I'm sorry, I can't work out. I'm scared. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
I felt kind of lame about it. I mean, because I had already started. You know what I mean? You know when you're like, I think I can do this. And then you're halfway and you're like, I don't think I can do this. So
around.
Like, do I turn around
Absolutely.
Or do I keep going?
Absolutely. A great reason to turn around and not go to the gym.
Y'all, it is pouring down. The thunder is thundering. And then I'm seeing the lightning in the sky. And I was like, I'm freaking out. And then I just put on Avril Lavigne. And I was like, really in my feelings about it.
You're like, if we're going to do this bad storm, it's going to be a moody one at least.
I was really in my feelings about
it. You know, 100%. Charlotte, where were you yesterday during the storm?
I was at home and my sister was working night shift.
Yeah.
So I was alone and I was very spooked out.
Totally freaked out.
Yeah.
It was a bad one. Here, WJZ did a report yesterday down from Fells Point, and like, this is how bad it got, that a car literally caught on fire that was trying to go through.
I saw that video.
This. Did you see this? Here, listen. Here's WJZ.
It was a really heavy storm. It was sideways water and a lot of lightning.
In Harbor East, roads turned into rivers, forcing neighbors to find a different way home. At the intersection of Alisana Street in South Caroline, this car stalled out and burst into flames, forcing firefighters to brace water up to their knees to fight the fire.
It was totally flooded. You couldn't see the sidewalks. You couldn't see. It kind of went above the sidewalks, above the curves, and floods. And this always floods out, but it flooded really fast this time.
I hate to say this, but I feel like everyone down in Fells Point is kind of getting used to this at this point.
Of the
like,
flooding.
Like, flooding is getting so normal down in that area that I feel like when it starts to rain, you guys are just getting used to it. You know, like that, like flood. It's like you start to see like a little bit of rain. You're like, damn it. Like this commute is going to be terrible because things are good. But like, okay, here's the question, because you see that car catch on fire. All right. And I'm just wondering, because you know, that guy saw that puddle and he's like,
I think I can make it.
I think I can make it.
But that water, it looks like it was like almost like halfway up his window. No,
I know.
Didn't it get pretty bad?
I mean, it was. That's the thing. It was bad.
Y'all, I know this is like a side conversation, but I swear to you, before the storm, for no reason alone, I like went on this tangent to look up like how to escape your car if your car floods underwater.
Yes.
There was like no reason why I was doing this. I don't know why.
Just in case.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, I know we're joking about this.
No, but
it really
there
was.
Are. But there are no, because when I saw that video, I'm like, oh my gosh! Like, I hope he got out okay. I hope he found a way, because it is hard. Obviously, it's very, very difficult to open your car door when on the outside is being hit with that kind of pressure.
I know.
And then if you have electrical windows, they don't always operate.
But I always wonder, like, would I go through a puddle? You know, like, how big would the puddle have to be before I would actually go through it?
I'm getting out of my car immediately.
Like,
I'm running away.
Like, you would not.
No. And there's also this device that you can actually purchase that like will shatter your window to help you like escape, by the way.
Because I just wonder, like now when you start going through Fells Point, you almost have to wonder, like could I make it through this puddle? Could I not? Our guy obviously felt like, or our girl, I don't know, felt like they could have made it through that. Obviously couldn't.
At
car
this point,
catches on fire.
At this point, if you live in the area, you have to have like a blow up raft in your car just in case, because that water was so high.
It's bad. We're hoping everybody's okay, man. Honestly, like, if you're down in the area, and then obviously these storms have just been brutal this summer. And I think everyone's power is back on as of this morning. Do we know? reports are at least saying everything's back on this morning, as far as we know.
I hope so.
If yours is not back on, keep us posted, okay?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000. Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Question number one, which breakfast item comes last alphabetically? Pancake, orange juice, or toast?
Which one? Toast.
Correct. Question number two, if your birthday is July 2nd, what astrological sign are you?
Oh, pass.
Question number three, the ultimate driving machine is the slogan for which car brand?
Pass.
Question number four, what patriotic song includes the lyrics from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans with white foam? White with foam, sorry. Oceans white with foam.
Pass.
Question number five, a bus arrives every 15 minutes. If the first bus comes at 8 a.m., what time will the fourth bus arrive?
Pass.
Question number six, what 1992 movie directed by Quentin Tarantino stars Uma Thurman and John Travolta?
Pass.
Question number seven, what process do plants use to convert sunlight to energy?
Photosynthesis.
That's correct.
Question
That's
number 60 two.
Seconds
no,
right there.
It's okay. It's okay.
There's a lot of passing. We did a lot of passing today.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm impressed that I got the plant one right.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the one that matters. It does.
You
that is the one that matters.
You know a lot about breakfast and a lot about plants, and that's good. That's
the other
really
one's
good.
In the middle. Who cares? Okay, let's go back on these. We skipped on number two. If your birthday is July 2nd, what astrological sign are you? That is Cancer.
Yeah.
It is
okay.
Cancer season right now. Mm-hmm.
I almost guessed Taurus, but I was like, I don't think that's it.
Had to keep going. That's all right.
Number three, the ultimate driving machine is the slogan for which car brand? That's BMW.
Yep.
Jordan would have known that.
Number four, what patriotic song includes the lyrics from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam? That's God Bless America.
God Bless America.
Number five, a bus arrives every 15 minutes. If the bus comes at 8 a.m., when will the fourth bus arrive? That's 8:45 a.m.
Yep.
And this last one, what 1992 movie directed by Quentin Tarantino stars Uma Thurman and John Travolta? That's Pulp Fiction.
Listen, it's summer break, man. Who cares?
Never seen that movie, though.
It's fine. You guys are on summer break. You're allowed to slack off right now. It's not a big deal. It's really not.
I'm bummed. It's just like, I don't know why. We never have the Swiftie questions when you guys are on, and it breaks my heart every time.
Maybe tomorrow, though. That's the cool thing with this game. You guys know how it goes. Tomorrow, we're going to come back. We'll have seven new questions, and maybe we do seven questions that you know, and we'll have $1,000 in free gas all up for grabs same time tomorrow. We'll see you guys then, okay?
We'll see you then. Have a great day. Bye!
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashen and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait with creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hello, Anthony. I'm age 10. I'm from Baltimore, and here's my joke. Why can't pirates learn the alphabet?
Why can't pirates learn the alphabet? Okay, let's go.
It's time for kid jokes.
All right. Why can't the pirates learn the alphabet? Y'all, welcome to Kid Jokes. Hope everybody was doing okay through the storm last night. My brain's still feeling a little stormy, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Are you sharp today? I'm not sharp. I'm not going to do well.
It's just when it's so foggy that you can't see outside the windows. Yeah. It just feels like we're in like a little fishbowl box right now.
Does your brain feel that way, too? I'm not good. I'm not well. I'm just like a little like my brain feels like it looks outside right now. Are you feeling the same way, too, this morning, that we're just a little off? Welcome to Kid Jokes, though. Let's have some fun with this. If you've never done a Kid Jokes with us before, what is this, Jess?
It's when your kids become the star of our show and they call in and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, but it's a lot more difficult than you think. But also just a tip for kids who haven't been able to get their joke through, it's summer. So this is a really good time to try and get on the radio, to be honest.
You're like one of four kids listening right now.
True.
So if you could do Uncle Crames and Jess a favor and call the Kid Joke hotline right now. It's 855-KID-JOKE, 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us your joke, and then we attempt to solve it. And you can obviously play along in your car as well.
Why can't pirates learn the alphabet?
Why can't pirates learn the alphabet? Like,
does it have something to do R. with like R?
It's got to be an R.
Yeah.
They are too
something
dumb. But R what?
They're something R.
And you know it's R, but like what? R what? R, dar. R. Come on. You're way better than I am at this.
The arc is all I got.
R what, though? R? I'm going to say because they are too dumb. And I know that's mean. I know it's mean-spirited, y'all, but I got nothing else other than they are too dumb.
Because they spend years at sea.
Oh!
Damn,
wait,
way better.
That was actually years. Way better and so clever. That was good.
And that's way better good. Than we did. Okay, 855, kid joke.
I do Calvin Bell.
Oh, no name today. They said I'd like to remain anonymous, but okay. Why do cows wear bells?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, why do cows wear bells?
To get the other cows to
move. Oh. That's good.
Maybe.
That's good. Yeah. Try that one.
A move one's always good. Yeah, to get cows to move.
Because their horns don't work.
Because their horns don't work.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Because right. Their horns don't work.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
855 kid joke.
Hello. My name is Haley.
Hello.
I'm 11 years old. I'm from Linthicum.
Hi.
And my joke is, why'd the donut go to the dentist?
Why'd the donut go to the dentist?
Oh, because there was a hole in, like, a whole cavity
go
type
ahead.
Situation.
Hole. A donut hole in their tooth. There's a donut hole in their tooth.
Yeah.
We're killing it today. There's a donut. We thought we were foggy. We're not at all. There's a donut hole in their tooth.
To get a chocolate filling.
Way better. Way better. Because they needed to get a chocolate filling. Damn, that's good.
That makes sense.
You guys are actually, this is sharp for a vacation, for a holiday week. Way better than we thought. 855 kid joke. Come on, if you're a funny kid, you got a great joke for us, call our kid joke hotline. We'll try to solve it.
My name is Maxwell, and I'm 10, and my joke is, why did the golfer take an extra pair of pants to the golf course?
Why did the golfer take an extra pair of pants to the golf course?
Because he's hot and we're all sweating. Jeez. Why would he take an extra pair of pants?
Why is he teed?
Because of the tea time?
Maybe. I don't know.
So he peed in his pants with tea time?
Tea time? Because it was tea time.
Like, the birdie.
I know. We're thinking like pee or poop joke for some reason.
That's all we do.
Birdie. Birdie. Tee.
Why are you going birdie? What's birdie?
A birdie. It's a golf term.
No, I understand, but what does that have to do with having an extra pair of pants?
Bro, I'm brainstorming. Oh,
okay.
Here.
Like, there's no bad ideas.
Don't block my shine. I'm just trying, you know?
He teed at his tea time.
Go for it.
Because kids like pee jokes, and he teed at his tea time, and we got nothing else. So what do you want from us today?
In case he got a hole in one.
Oh, duh. That's hole in one. That actually makes a lot of sense, actually.
Why did we go so low when we didn't even need to? We're like, a TT joke. It must be, right? Oh, God. Okay, it's Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Y'all, we have gotten ourselves into a project that I think it may be bigger than we bargained for. And we could actually really use your help. So please pay attention for the next couple of seconds. I'm sure that you've seen on the news and on social media that Barks, you know, the largest animal shelter here in the city, is over capacity. And for this, this is Noelle, our friend over at Barks. It's, you guys have been slammed, right?
We are. We've been over capacity again and again. And it seems like every time we put out a plea for our community to step up and waive fees, a bunch of animals leave, but then so many more come in that we're out of space again in just a few days.
Right. And we really want to try and help this summer.
So, but in true Kramer and Jess fashion, we got a little overzealous. So we came up with this event that we were calling Kramer and Jess's All Paws Home to benefit the pets over at Barks.
Our goal is to get 106 animals out of the shelter into loving homes in just one day. On Saturday, July 12th, we're basically just doing an all-day adoption event, trying to get 106 animals into loving situations. And that means adoption, that means fostering. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do that, but that's our goal for Saturday.
Okay, so now somebody that does this all day, every day, Noelle over at Barks, does that sound absolutely insane, 106?
I'll be honest, it sounds a little bit crazy. It's a pretty, pretty big goal.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had that many animals leave the shelter in one day. So it's a huge goal. I'm really excited about it, though. Our team is so excited about it. I really, really hope that we get that many animals out of the shelter that day.
That makes us want to do it even more. Like, if that's something that's never been done before, and especially it's something that needs to be done. Like, yeah, like, this would be great to get animals into loving homes, and I wish that we were just doing this for fun. Like, that would be great. But unfortunately, it's a really, really big problem right now, especially, y'all, with this heat. We're just trying to do something.
But like, what would that mean, though? I mean, obviously the goal sounds really cool, but like, what would it actually mean for not only for Barks, but for the pets that come through there?
Yeah. So we always say here that when you adopt or foster, you're not just saving the life of that animal, but you're saving the life of a second animal that can then fill their space here. So really, 106 animals out of the shelter is 212 lives saved in a single day, which is huge. When we're always out of space, every kennel counts.
Yeah. So obviously, it's a massive undertaking. Like, this has never been done in the history of Barks. And we're like, can we do it? We don't know. But if it possibly could be done, this could really save a lot of lives. But we obviously can't do this without you.
Next Saturday, July 12th, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., All Paws Home. This is a one-day only 10-hour adoption event that we are hosting. And also, what's really, really special about this is Barks is waiving all adoption fees for all animals. Right. All animals are included in this goal of 106 animals getting into loving homes, whether it's adoption, fostering, or rescue. That's what our goal is for next Saturday.
So can you start planting that mental seed now of, like, you know, we've been thinking about getting a pet, or like, even like, hey, like, I could foster a pet for a little bit of time. Like, I've got space, because that would open up more space for Barks to be able to bring in more pets for the hot summer. Like, what can you do? How can you open your heart up right now for some of these pets? Because this event's going to be here before you know it. Like we said, it's next Saturday. So how can you be a part of the biggest adoption event in Bark's history, put on by us, called All Paws Home. And then we'll see you out there starting next Saturday. All Paws Home, what you can do is go to our website, mix1065baltimore.com or barks.org. I mean, can we do it? Can we do 106 adoptions, rescues, or fosters in a day? We hope so.
I hope so.
But we can only do it if you help, and it's called All Paws Home. Do you think you could name the four things that make the perfect 4th of July party? This is what people say make the perfect 4th of July party. Let's find out right now with a Kramer and Jess Family Feud. Yeah. Hey, hey. Welcome. Hey, I'm in a very Crames mood today.
Oh.
Lack of sleep, I think. All right, you know how this works. You've seen this show. We got Jess and Charlotte playing. You play along in your car as well. We went out and asked 2,000 Marylanders, what makes the perfect 4th of July party? Got the top four answers on the board. You can get three answers wrong.
Okay.
Oh.
And we'll start with Jess. This makes the perfect 4th of July party. What is it?
Fireworks.
Show me fireworks. Number two answer.
Good
was
answer.
Fireworks. So you gotta have fireworks.
Good
right?
answer. We have to have fireworks.
Well played. We'll go to Charlotte. Three more answers left on the board. Name the perfect 4th of July party. It must have this.
Watermelon.
Yeah, good answer.
Okay.
I love watermelon.
Right?
I'll take it as the number one answer. People said classic barbecue food. Classic barbecue food.
I think that counts.
Yeah, I almost said hot dogs.
Hot dogs, hamburgers. So. I'll throw...
Cheeseburgers.
I'll throw it in there.
Yeah.
Classic barbecue food is a must-have.
Oh.
You guys are killing it on there. So, yes, any kind of classic barbecue food, take any kind of food off the table now.
Oh.
Two answers left on the board.
All foods out now?
All foods are out.
Okay, then let me just cross off the rest of my answers.
we go to Jess. Jess, we asked 2,000 Marylanders, what makes the perfect 4th of July party? Two answers left on the board, no X's. What's up?
A pool? Like, people like to go swimming on the 4th of July parties?
Good answer. A pool. Nah.
Oh, so you just like to sweat and be super uncomfortable? You don't like water games? Oh, fine. Okay.
What are you doing the party then?
No one likes to go swimming?
Right now.
No one likes to play mermaids? Cool. I got it.
All right, one X on the board. Charlotte, our producer.
Dang it.
We asked 2,000 Marylanders.
Come on, Charlotte.
What is the name of the perfect 4th of July pool party? It must have this.
Sparklers.
Wait, no, that counts as fireworks. That
is
didn't
that
count.
Different?
She didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. She was joking.
You tell me.
It was a joke.
Yes or no.
But wouldn't that count along with the fireworks, though?
You tell me.
With the sparklers?
I'm afraid my other idea would also not count.
Crap. You know what? Go with whatever your heart tells you.
Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, alcohol. Right.
Beer. Like a nice cold beer.
Okay.
Show me.
Beer.
Alcohol.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Y'all don't want a nice, cold,
no
ice cold Michelob Ultra?
I don't know if that went under, if people
barbecue
consider that
food?
A classic barbecue food or not, but didn't make the list.
Oh, crap.
Jess, we got two answers left. We asked Marylanders, these things must be at the perfect 4th of July party. What'd they say?
Cornhole?
I don't know.
Cornhole?
Good answer. Jessica Dutra, everybody. Show me cornhole. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
People said, y'all want to play cornhole, but you don't want to get in the pool?
Outdoor games. Outdoor games is what they said.
Okay, very nice.
Jess Dutra coming through. There's only one answer left on the board to win this game. Charlotte, our producer, this is basically sudden death.
Wait, we still have more?
Yeah, this is
it. I thought we got them all.
Two X's, one answer left on the board. Coming down to this.
Wait, fireworks?
We asked Marylanders.
Food, and then games? Okay. One more.
We asked Marylanders, this makes the perfect 4th of July party. Give us the final answer on the board.
What else?
Sudden death.
What else would be there?
An American flag.
Oh! Clearly.
Right? Waving there?
Yes!
For the win or the loss, show me an American flag. No.
Okay, wait. That's actually doesn't
not
make any. Wait, what are you talking about?
Show me the final answer.
What is it?
The answer is great music. great music was the final answer.
Okay, that would have worked. All right, no, that's fair. That's fair. I think we did okay.
Not bad.
Three out of four? That's good.
I feel solid.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The renewal of this show just saved me from a massive crash out that was about to take place publicly online.
Yeah, you okay?
No. I mean, now I am. I wasn't 2 days ago, but I am now. So, The Bear, the new season of The Bear, this series on Hulu. The fourth season came out, I think, on like mid-June, right? But when they released the fourth season of The Bear, nobody knew if this was going to be the last season or not.
Yeah.
And the feeling of not knowing if these were our last moments together is kind of, it really makes you feel like you don't know how to feel every time you're watching it. Because every time you're watching it, like, is this goodbye?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
It's stressful.
And with The Bear, I think on top of that, I also am conflicted with, I kind of wish, I mean, I don't wish this, but they release all the episodes at once. So, of course, you go through that thing and, like, you don't sleep. You just keep your eyeballs open for, like, a day and a half. And you just go through everything because you can't stop it. And The Bear is so intense. And this last season was so good. And
really quick, can you give us a synopsis of The Bear? Is that the cooking show?
Yes.
The chef or something like that? I've heard so much about the show, but yeah. I don't really know. For those who have no idea what The Bear is about.
It's an incredible show. It's very intense. It's, like, very much so, like, restaurant, like working in a restaurant, like the high anxiety and the drama of being in a restaurant and like your restaurant work family. And then on top of that, it's centered around a family that is very intense and is like kind of toxic and is an incredibly messy, but they're trying their best. And so even though these characters are so complex and make you so frustrated with them every single episode to where like you're so angry,
yeah,
you still have empathy for them because it's such a good depiction of like that's life happens, and like how are you going to respond to these difficult situations that you're put in outside of your control sometimes, and especially like with family trauma, and like they go through some pretty difficult situations as a family. It's very, very intense. It's not an easy watch. Mm-hmm. Okay, like if you're trying to be like put yourself in a good mood, not the bear.
The bear's not the one.
Not the answer.
So what you're telling me though is season four wrapped up, and it was a cliffhanger.
Dude, no. When they released it, everyone was like, wait, so is this done or is it not? Because the way they ended it literally could have been the very, very end.
Oh, I got it.
But they low-key left some stuff open to where they could still build up on this plot. And I swear to you, literally 15 hours ago, an article came out and just said they got renewed for season five.
It's so stressful. When you're emotionally connected to a show
mm-hmm.
and you don't know if it's coming back for another season, you just sit there and you wait. And you almost know going into that season, you're like, I don't know if I can like handle this. I'll be honest with you. I think is there a show that you're emotionally invested in right now? Like, what is that show that you have that emotional investment in that you know is going to break you? Like for Jess, mm-hmm. you know the show, the second that show is over, it's going to be a depression city.
But the feeling of not knowing if it's over is more traumatic than actually knowing.
I think of
Stranger Things, even though that whole process of Stranger Things and them getting in production with all that kind of stuff and the pushbacks is intense. But at least for the fans, you know that like this is it. So you can treasure this time. But like being in this limbo of not knowing.
Because
you get so attached to this stuff.
Yeah. So you're saying the in-between's even worse for you than knowing mm-hmm. that it's almost over.
Tell me it's done. Tell me you're leaving. Don't ghost me.
So what I do. So for example, Righteous Gemstones is a show that I'm into on HBO, right? And
what show is that?
It's Danny McBride. It is, who else is in that show? What's the guy from Pitch Perfect, Charlotte? What's his, Adam Devine?
Oh, yeah.
It's a comedy.
Okay.
They're on season five or six. They just ended it though, but it was the same thing where you weren't sure if they were coming back season to season. So you had to emotionally hold on.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. They just wrapped. I refuse to watch the last episode.
Why?
Because
Is that final?
Yeah. Oh, it's final.
Oh, it's over?
Because I don't want it to be over.
Oh.
Because I don't want it to be over. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because you get so emotionally wrapped up in these shows that like I just don't want it to be over yet. So if I don't watch the last episode, it's not over. And that's just where I'm at with it. Like I just won't watch it.
Is it because in your brain you're like, well, if I ever need a little bit more, at least there's one there waiting.
Like, what? A day will come when, like, I'll be, like, emotionally ready mm-hmm. for it to be over. I'm just not emotionally
it's
ready
not
for
that
it to
day.
Over.
Dude, that could never be me.
You have to. You have to know how it ends. I can't.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
I can't do it. I'll be wrecked.
No.
I'll be wrecked when
I can't.
It's done.
Literally, if that was the case, like, I could not sit here and focus. I would be thinking.
Everyone else knows how it ends. I have no idea.
No way.
Don't text me. Okay, let's get into to bay or not to bay. And honestly, July is looking pretty dang good for you, Jessica Dutra.
Oh, wow.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
Yeah, June was not great for you, but I feel like
June was dark.
Yeah, it's come. Your ship has come in though. I think you can say.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
Welcome to Bay or Not to Bay, y'all. Have you done one of these with us before? This is our old Bay taste test segment live from Baltimore, Maryland. What is this though? If they've never done one with us.
So when we moved here 5 years ago, everyone was saying that you could put Old Bay on anything, and neither of us have ever had heard of Old Bay at that point in our lives. And so we created a segment to put Old Bay on things you typically would not put Old Bay on. We have found it that it actually goes pretty well with a ton of stuff that you wouldn't expect, but it's not good with everything.
Right.
No.
So last month we did baby food.
None of it's good.
Well, luckily for Jess, it happens to be National Ice Cream Month. So like, yo, the food gods have blessed you with a gift of a month. Mm-hmm. So this month, the whole entire month, we're just doing ice creams.
Yeah.
We're doing all ice creams.
Yes.
So what are we doing this week?
Okay, so since July is National Ice Cream Month, our first ice cream of the month is cookies and cream. And this is actually my favorite ice cream of all time.
I was going to say, look at this. This is already turning out to be so great. So do you even need to just take a bite of regular? Usually we just tries it regular first just to get the palate.
What is this? Is this like a pint? Is that what they're
called? That's a pint, yeah. Just a pint of ice cream.
Nothing like a pint of ice cream in the morning.
Am I right? Are we turning into like one of those radio shows?
You know,
now?
I don't want to pour the Old Bay in this because like what if someone actually wants to have some ice cream?
This early?
I've seen Ed next door have ice cream.
Yeah, the boys next door. We're
But I don't think it's bad because like, yeah, it's morning time for like normal people. Yeah. But for us, it's approaching lunchtime.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? 2025 is all about living your life. If you want to eat ice cream this early in the morning, who cares? Just take a bite. You can eat ice cream this early morning. Go. Kids.
Oh, this is fancy. I've never had organic ice cream before.
You're welcome.
Is it different?
The budget's been nice to us this month. It's just ice cream, Jessica. Yay.
It tastes the same. I'm just saying. If you're going to pay more.
I spent an extra dollar for it, so act like it's fancy.
But it tastes the same. It was good, though.
Okay, so just imagine this. You can even imagine it in your own mouth before Jess tries it. Like, imagine.
Wow.
Cookies and cream.
For breakfast.
Ice cream with Old Bay. And let's figure out, is it.
I'm going to do a separate spoon because I don't want to put it in here.
The modality is your choice. And like, will it.
Oh, what is that?
Will it get better?
Oh, it's a cookie. Okay.
Will it get better with Old Bay on it? I don't imagine this going well, but we don't know. We don't know how it's going to be with ice cream, honestly. All right. Cookies and cream ice cream with Old Bay.
Okay.
Is it better?
Here we go.
Yeah. You took like a champ, by the way.
Oh, ma'am.
Yes.
Sorry. Like low-key.
Your favorite ice cream, too.
No, it's my favorite ice cream, but I got a really big bite. Like, you know in Princess Diaries?
No.
Yes.
That's kind of happened to me right now.
What does
Where
that
they
mean?
All start going,
It was just a really...
Brain freeze.
Yeah, it was just like a really big cold bite for myself.
I don't know what's going on. Right here.
That was actually pretty good.
You like it. Okay, tell... What is that? What does it mean?
What does it taste like? The Old Bay with chocolate, I think is always really yummy.
Yeah.
But then, like, with the Oreo cookie and the creaminess of it, it's, like, kind of spicy, but, like, not spicy to where you feel like you're going to die. Like, it's a nice little, like, ooh, like, that's fun. Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't, but when it comes to...
Cookies and cream ice cream?
Yeah.
It's definitely Tabe. All
right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.